In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dang, but Jesus is grumpy today. And I mean, we generally, or at least I personally, much prefer Jesus, meek and mild. You know, the loving, kind Jesus who feeds the 5,000, who heals the multitudes, who cares for the sick and the dying and the weeping and all that. And that's a huge part of Jesus, yes. But he's also a realist. He knows that his very presence in the world, the incarnation in and of itself, brings about division, is going to cause trouble. Human beings cannot be confronted with perfection and not feel bad about it. We don't like being confronted with our own failures. We may have learned over time to accept constructive criticism and try to take it in stride. We don't like it, though. We don't want to be told that we're not as good as we could be. We're not as good as we think we are. We're not wired that way. No one enjoys being confronted with something better than ourselves. We'll pay lip service to it. Oh, I would like to be like them. But we also have names like Goody Two Shoes and Brown Noser and those other things we say about people that we think are so good. We don't like being confronted with our own inadequacies. And yet in Jesus Christ, that is exactly what we have. We don't want to compare ourselves to Jesus because we know we're going to fall short of that mark. We'd rather think, oh, we're better than that person or that. I'm not pointing at anyone in particular. You understand? We want to think we're better than that. But we are here to compare ourselves to Christ and set that as our standard. And Christ coming into the world is causing strife and division. He's coming into a society in first century Judaism where people felt like they kind of understood what was going on. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes and the leaders and the teachers, they may differ in their views of things, but they all felt like they knew where they stood with God. And the most prevalent group was the Pharisees, who taught that if only people would follow God's law better, if they really understood it, then things like the exile wouldn't happen. Things like the occupation by the Romans would end. That God would deliver them if only they were better. And what Jesus tells them is that they're hypocrites. Oh, sure, you can look at a cloud and say, it's going to rain. You can feel the wind blow and think, okay, it's going to be hot today. But you don't get what's going on around you. In other parts of Scripture, he calls such folks whitewashed tombs, all nice and pretty on the outside and full of death and decay on the inside. That they would strain out gnats in their soup lest they eat something unclean, but swallow a camel whole, which was also unclean. Jesus calls them out on their hypocrisy because they're missing the point. And sometimes we miss the point. And Jesus understands this. It's going to cause division. Within families, mothers and daughters are going to argue. Mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. She doesn't mention mothers-in-law and sons-in-law. I don't think even Jesus wanted to get into that dynamic. But there's going to be division as they understand the response to God in different ways. And Jesus had no false illusions about it. And even now, 2,000 years later, we still don't agree, even among Christians, about what God really wants and what God really says. We have churches that worship in very different ways. I'm very glad we have our visitors with us today, but I'm thinking they're going to think we're a little strange the way we do stuff. It is different when we do worship in different ways and understand Scripture in different ways. That division has come to the earth. And yet, what binds us together is greater than all divisions. In our reading from Hebrews, he goes through a greatest hits and also some deep cuts about people from the past, that all through time, following God has not been an easy thing. He gives the whole litany, that although great things had happened through faith, terrible things had happened as well. People sawn in half. People having to live in holes and caves and wearing animal skins because they're not accepted in society because of what they're saying. Even now, there are times when we hold back from proclaiming the truth as we see it in Jesus Christ because our society doesn't agree with it. You leave these walls and go out in the world and start talking about loving people, and people say you're crazy. You're weak. You don't understand. You don't live in the real world. If you really understood how things went, you wouldn't be so nice. The thing is, though, we do know the reality. We know the reality of God in Jesus Christ, who teaches us to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And no matter what the world says, no matter what society may preach, we know that what God asks us to do is to love, to follow in the steps of Jesus Christ, to have Jesus be our example of how to interact with the world. That when we see people who are hungry, we feed them. When we see people who need clothes, we clothe them. When we see people who are lonely, anxious, hungry, destitute, in need, that we do something. That we are the body of Christ. We are Christ in the world. And no matter how much people may look down upon it, that we know that we stand with Jesus Christ when we love. When we love. When we love God and when we love our neighbor as ourselves. And yeah, that causes division. Some of us dread Thanksgiving, just seeing other members of our family. We know this reading all too well in our own lives sometimes. But we also know the truth and the love in Jesus Christ. And that is what carries us through. That is what gives us strength. That is what allows us to do the things that God has called us to do. And with God's help, we will do them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.